266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A powerful atmospheric river hit Southern California yesterday, bringing record rain in some areas. Los Angeles Fire Chief Kristen Crowley.
Los Angeles City Fire Department has already responded to over 130 flooding incidents, 49 mud and debris flows, extinguished half of a dozen structure fires.
Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency in eight counties.
I'm Carter Evans in a neighborhood not far from LAX that got nearly 7 inches of rain so far. This is a hillside home. The woman who lives here says she heard tree branches cracking last night, and then a wall of mud smashes right into her bedroom. It's still slowly seeping in right now, and the worst part is she says insurance won't cover it.
Buckingham Palace announces that King Charles has been diagnosed with cancer and will halt public duties as he undergoes treatment. The unspecified cancer was discovered during recent treatment for an enlarged prostate. CBS's Charlie Daggett outside the palace with more.
It's likely that Prince William will step up in taking a more public role. In the meantime, sort of the face of the royal family, but media attention will be high as his father undergoes treatment and his own wife recovers from her own medical treatment in the weeks ahead.
An overnight drone strike on a military base in Syria that houses U.S. troops kills six Kurdish fighters. The U.S. says strikes on Iranian-backed groups that have attacked U.S. forces in the Middle East are just beginning. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder.
This is the start of our response, and there will be additional actions taken to hold the IRGC and affiliated militias accountable for their attacks on U.S. and coalition forces.
The Senate unveils a $118 billion bill on border security and foreign aid. It would allow the Biden administration to pause the asylum law and quickly deport migrants. CBS's Scott McFarland reports House GOP leaders say the Senate border bill is dead on arrival.
There are also Democrats opposed to this bill, putting its passage further in doubt. California's Alex Padilla told us the bill goes too far and risks rejecting people who fled horrible situations in their home country and need asylum.
An official with the National Labor Relations Board says basketball players at one Ivy League school are employees. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
The regional director for the National Labor Relations Board says because Dartmouth has the right to control the work performed by the players and because the players perform that work in exchange for compensation, they are school employees. All 15 members of the school's men's basketball team signed a petition in September to unionize, which would allow them to negotiate a salary as well as practice hours and travel. The New Hampshire school can appeal the regional director's decision to the national board.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's fully leaded.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin man convicted of pepper spraying police officers during the January 6th attack of the U.S. Capitol argues he should get a shorter sentence. Federal prosecutors say 41 months in prison is appropriate, but lawyers for Riley Casper of Pulaski says he's matured over these last 3 years. Casper is set to be sentenced on Tuesday. Democratic presidential primary voters in Wisconsin will have a choice after the state Supreme Court Friday ordered Dean Phillips' name to appear on the April ballot. Phillips says the justices made the right call for democracy.
It's so much less about my campaign and just so much more about how we Americans practice democracy and whether we should allow our two big parties to suppress it.
Phillips on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin loses to Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers losing 75-69 before a nationally televised audience. That's back-to-back losses now. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think the losing a game always gets your attention more, but I don't think there's anything that we have seen transpire in the last two games that we hadn't talked about before, and it's masqueraded by winning.
NBA, the Bucks came up short in Utah. Final score 123-108. Head coach Doc Rivers asked about Damian Lillard, who appeared to be playing despite an injury.
We think he's okay, but he was struggling all game with the ankle.
The Bucks road trip continues tomorrow night in Phoenix. And the teams for Super Bowl 58 have arrived in Los Las Vegas, and already the trash talk is underway. 49ers defensive end Nick Bosa asked about the Chiefs' right guard Trey Smith and right tackle Juwan Taylor.
Taylor and Smith leads the NFL, ton of penalties. Anything stand out when you watch them?
They hold a lot.
That's the 49ers' Nick Bosa. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, some fog possible tonight, and lows in the low 30s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow and warmer, high mid-40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy Wednesday, highs upper 40s. A pattern shift coming for the end of the week, rain Thursday into Friday, followed by colder temps. Current temp is 30.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who has a black and white plasma TV, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Hour number two is officially underway. Great to have you with me on a Monday night. We are broadcasting live statewide throughout our beautiful state of Wisconsin from our WGBW studios here in beautiful City Deck Landing in downtown Green Bay. Text, I got to play catch up here for a second. Okay, so.
Just do what John and Jim do. Todd.
What
Todd,
do they do?
What do they do?
Oh, I'm not up that early anymore. I used to be.
Whenever I sit here, I want to say good morning.
Yeah. Good evening. You can say good morning, though. Some people are just getting up.
Good morning. Yes. Thank you for having me.
Barry McClure texts in, missed that show. Wish it would have run longer. Wait, Conrad, help me with these texts.
Ozark.
Ozark. Okay. And then, that's the first. Okay. I agree.
Yeah.
It was a good ending. Did you watch Ozark, Christy?
No, but I was in love with Schitt's Creek. You're talking about Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite all-time shows.
She's one of my favorite all-time actors.
I love her in Beetlejuice. Yeah. I can say that name of the show, right?
Everybody does.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's one of my favorites.
And she played, Catherine O'Hara was in Orange County, a film called Orange County years ago, a Mike White film. And she played, she played this mom who just got soused every day during the day. And I can't even tell you, it's worth watching. It's just for her. She does. A lot of times when people do it drunk, it's obvious what they're doing.
Yeah.
But she's so natural.
I was just going to say, it comes natural to her. It
comes natural. Maybe she's really drunk, but I doubt. and then, Ed the Diver, our friend, is Christy Barlamont on yet? She is now, Ed. She's reading text with me. I haven't even introduced her yet. We're going to keep people in suspense a little bit. So nice to hear Ed the Diver weighing in. We got to get Ed on the show.
Hi,
he
Ed.
Ed lives in Marinette.
Yes.
And he and I were texting one day, like I told you.
Yeah.
And I said he didn't have time to do the show now, and that's fine. And he told me, I live right across from the street, across from the house you used to live in.
So how do you know that?
From Ed's, he took a picture and he showed me. From his window, he looked out over my former backyard where we had amazing wiffle and football games and Ghost in the Graveyard. And I said, if this was, 20 years ago, you'd have a front row seat for all the shenanigans of the Schwabbas.
I love that small world, huh?
That was great. Yeah. So Ed, thanks for listening, Ed. Let's keep talking to us. And then Papa Rico again, his thumb's got to be getting sore, but I love it. Some of us need a little help on our true potential may not be realized in today's money take all world we live in. I could not agree more. Christy's rich, but I don't have that. I don't have Barlament money.
No, I don't have California Schwabba director money.
Who has that money sailed a long time ago? I got a paper out right now.
You have pictures of you next to presidents. I don't.
Oh, you did a deep dive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. That was
not
a fun
stalking
night.
At all.
Listen. I'm flattered to have a stalker. I've never had a stalker, so.
If I'm not decorating your car, I'm stalking your Facebook.
Christy vandalizes people's cars here.
Decorates.
Decorates. Okay. That's
I like
fair.
To go with decorates.
That president picture, that got me a lot of street cred. I was dragged to a fundraiser. I had no clout. It wasn't even like anybody knew who I was. Although I did have a long talk with Gavin Newsom that night.
You did?
Which is really cool, yeah. And
awesome.
I had a Bill Clinton story I could tell him. I was all set to tell him my story, and it was literally like the Secret Service like moved us in for the picture and moved us out. I couldn't even like nod.
I wouldn't have even known looking at it. You guys look like best buds.
Well, we are.
Yeah.
No, we're not best buds. We're not best buds with Bill Clinton. Get out of here. Barely knows who. I'll tell you this. I would not shower with him. I'll tell you that right now.
This national shower with a friend day. When I walk in, I hear the like end bit of it. I'm like, okay, if the water, there's something that goes wrong with the water, you're going to have to call some other property manager.
Conrad, she thought we were using the real shower. But she doesn't know we had one installed just for this day. So is the water pressure still good? I don't know. Can we still get a good shower at this hour? That's not bad.
Oh, Conrad.
Yeah. So we took this opportunity to install a shower here in honor of National Shower with a Friend Day. So if you're out there and you're listening, the least we could do is invite you in for a nice hot shower with a friend. So let us know. Swing by.
There's cameras on the door now.
Christy, don't make it weird.
Okay. No, I'm the outside.
I'm teasing. All right. Rich. Okay. So Ed the Diver, he's a fan of Richard Lucchesio. And as am I now. Rich is coming up soon to talk about wrestling.
Oh, awesome.
And we have to clarify something. We announced Christy's appearance on the show tonight, Conrad, and she thinks the way it read to her was we were having Ben Fritz, the Green Bay It Girl, Christy Barlament, and pro wrestler. She thought I meant she was a pro wrestler, but it said pro wrestling.
And an expert at Valentine's Day.
Yes, and she's an expert.
I know where to eat it, but I wouldn't call myself a pro at that.
You know where to eat, but you're really bad at doing a headlock. So you can't wrestle. We've established that.
Right. Hand in hand.
All right. So let's do. Okay. So Ed the Diver, who's in charge of the comments? That's really none of your business.
I know that chick.
Jason Young texts in, hey, what does that say? I need my glasses. Hey, Silent J here.
Hi, Silent J.
Do you know him?
Ed the Diver's partner.
Oh, yes, of course. Jason. Okay. Silent J. Should have known that. Papa Rico, I love the Ozarks. Ed the Diver, I see your house. Ed's stalking my old house. I don't even live there anymore.
I stalk your Facebook. Ed the Diver stalks your house.
Ed, you should be a digger. Ed the Diver is becoming a very famous.
Huge.
Yeah, he's got a YouTube channel. Check it out. He goes down and he collects relics from our lakes and rivers. And he's all about saving and preserving the lakes and rivers, which I think is great. But what Ed doesn't know, if you go to the old Schwabba backyard, you will find some relics buried there. So I'm not saying you should switch gears, Ed, but something to think about.
Jason, I'm outside the door.
He is? Oh, dear.
They're ready to take a shower.
All I ask is he brings his own soap and wears a bathrobe, at least while he's in the studios here. Ed the Diver, I'm a diver. Google says you're worth 16 mil. Christy?
No, Pete.
No, I'm not worth 16 million.
Bill Clinton must have told him that.
Oh, it says 18 mil. No, I'm not worth 18 mil. I've got some walking around money. That's about
even
it,
better.
Not even close. Get it. Come on. Ed, don't spread those rumors. Jason, I'm outside the door. The shower door? I don't know. Richard Lucchesio. Wait, what? What is happening? People are having their own conversation on the text link. Barry McClure says, Christy just put Pete in a headlock for ratings purposes.
Hi, Barry.
I will do anything for good ratings. I would even lose wrestling to a girl. You look very strong, though, exactly. I have to say.
Not even close. No? Not even remotely. My little guy bugs me. He can put me in a headlock real quick.
You have a son who can put you in a headlock.
Probably with chopsticks.
Probably with chopsticks. He's very skilled.
Yeah. Barry's listening. Kurt, Jason, Ed. We got a little popular fan club.
This particular stream of text is never this busy. It is all you.
Oh.
So I thank you for being here. And you're obviously
me.
Very popular. But we have a reason for you being here because...
It wasn't just a slow night.
It was not a slow night. I was going to have you on next week closer, but you know, I feel like let's give people some suggestions ahead of time so they can plan. So I invited Christy to come on. Christy is the manager of City Deck Landing here where WGBW Studios are. And she's kind of, you know, you're sort of a woman about town. You're the it girl here in Green Bay. You've got your finger on the pulse. And I think that's so cool. So tell us. For young couples out there and people like me who are going to go stag, where should we eat? No, what are some good Valentine's things going on here in Green Bay?
So a really cool one is St. Brendan's Inn. That's located right on Washington Street. It's 234 South Washington Street, right here in downtown Green Bay.
Okay.
It's called Our Romance Package. It includes one night. You get a standard deluxe queen with a whirlpool tub. You get a bottle of champagne. You get chocolates and a morning omelet breakfast for two, all for $119. And it's not just on Valentine's Day. If you call to book, you can use that any day, which is awesome. And they have amazing dinner specials and an awesome menu.
That is a great deal.
Isn't it? $119.
Is that per person? Or
no, for that's the total cost, $119 for one room for two people.
So if someone wanted to go by themselves, could they cut that in half, $60?
I could ask. I actually have someone that works in the building there.
Oh, really? You know everybody in this town. Okay, so that's a great deal. Say that again. A whirlpool.
Yeah, oh, you get a standard deluxe queen with a whirlpool tub. You get a bottle of champagne. You get chocolates and a morning omelet breakfast for two people for $119.
My wife would love that. I wonder if she'd let me tag along.
You play your cards right.
So that's a good deal. Okay. Wait, St. Brendan's. Is that a saint? Is that a real saint?
It's an amazing hotel right down the road.
Oh, cool.
It's an old Irish pub. I love
nice.
It. And they have a really good menu, too. They have jambalaya. They have like a black and walleye New York strip. Really fairly priced. And the food is delicious. I would highly suggest going there.
That is suggestion number one, folks.
Yes.
Christy Barlamin is here. She's the Green Bay... What did I refer to you as? The Green Bay It Girl?
Valentine expert and Valentine's pro wrestler.
And pro wrestler. A girl can dream. All right.
A girl can dream. Another right. fun one. So for the single ladies, if you want to go out and grab your girlfriends, this is called Galentine's Day. Get
Love
it? Like
yeah,
your gals?
That's cool.
It took me a minute to get it.
Well, I only know because you told me, but okay. I think it's cool. Yeah.
And that is at the Captain's Walk Winery. Tickets are $45 to $65, and that is located at 345 South Adams Street. That's also right in downtown
right here,
Green Bay. Yep, and that is Sunday, February 11th from 12 to 4 p.m. So you can grab your besties for an afternoon of glitz, glam, and luxury.
Wow.
They're going to have wine tasting, tarot cards, and jewelry.
Are tarot cards a good idea on Valentine's Day?
I mean, if you want to, like, predict your future over some wine, what could go wrong?
Yeah, oh, right? Nothing. That's a recipe for disaster.
Nothing
yeah.
at all. So that'd be a fun one for all you single girls that want to hang out with your girlfriends. And wine tasting's always fun.
Yeah.
You know? Another fun one is at Main Street Bourbon Room. That's at 1279 Main Street. The phone number is 920-857-3065. And they have an incredible Valentine's Day menu, and it's super pretty for those of you that are watching.
It's a very nice menu, yeah.
But listen to this. You can get stuffed lobster tail for $38. I mean, even if you go to Red Lobster, it's like, what, $50? Bacon-wrapped tenderloin Oscar for $42. Prawn scampi linguine. That's how you say it.
Yeah.
But just an amazing menu.
Jeez. Conrad, take a memo. We got to check this place out. I think the
I can
two
make
of us.
Copies of my
we'll grab a shower
sheet.
And then we'll head down to the Red Lobster.
Sounds good.
All right. Christy Barlamin is here. Coming up next, more very exciting Valentine's Day stuff. We're going to talk about what's going on in Green Bay. And we'll see if she can have me in a headlock for the entire rest of the show. No, I can't talk. You'd
don't,
have to.
Don't be scared.
No, I'm not scared. Christy Barlamin is here. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome back. Some more texts here. We were busy with the text before Christy got here. Now it's like I need a secretary.
Ed's killing me because that's a little inside thing.
Inside jokes don't typically go over on the radio, but you can read that one.
I bet Christy's chair smells better than mine. Side joke.
Than Ed the Diver's chair.
He works really hard in that chair, okay. And he needs a new one. That's all he's saying.
What are you saying? Fundraiser? Is that what I'm hearing here?
I told him to auction it off. He'd probably get some big bucks for that chair, Ed.
Richard Lucasio, you need to focus on your spot, Richard. You need to tell us about some wrestling coming up at the bottom of the hour. He'll be here to talk wrestling. Arthur Ersink from Wisconsin Foodie will be here Friday, and Greg Schwem, syndicated columnist, will be here Wednesday. Do you have Super Bowl plans?
I do not.
No?
No Super Bowl plans.
Are you a football fan?
A little, yeah. No, I mean, obviously the Green Bay Packers, but no big plans for the Super Bowl.
Green Bay Packers.
Oh, I love those guys.
I've heard of them. Yeah. They play locally, right? Okay.
Sometimes.
So, well, that's exciting. So Green Bay sounds like a really great Valentine's Day town because...
It is.
I mean, you just gave us like a lot of places, but they're also, I couldn't believe, really affordable.
Very affordable. That's even better. You don't have to go and spend an arm and a leg. You can get some really good deals out there, especially that hotel, St. Brendan's Inn. That is an amazing deal for $119. And it doesn't just have to be on Valentine's. So make a note of that. You can use it any day.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rich Lucasio says, obscure band name, Headlock with Chopsticks. Love it. Papa Rico is back in. You've unleashed an animal, Pete. Civic Media listeners, bring it. The truth can be funny. Well, no doubt about that. The truth is always funny, right?
What did we find out over the break?
That we have the same birthday.
March 28th.
And this is kind of funny because it is weird when you meet someone that has the same birthday as you, but Christy started like flipping out. And I'm like, Christy, there's 8 billion people in the world and only 365.
It's so exciting. That's so exciting.
It's very exciting. And so, but you're much younger than me, we've established. You don't have to say your age. I won't say mine.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm in my ridiculously late 20s.
Ridiculously.
So what is your favorite? So you just gave us some great ideas for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
What is your favorite holiday to celebrate here in Green Bay? This building, by the way, looked amazing at Christmas.
Oh, thank you.
So what's your favorite holiday in Green Bay?
I love Christmas.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying that because you just said that. I love all the lights, being with family, friends, just everything about it. And obviously, when it's all lit up like this, it just brings everybody together. It's just a great time of the year. And, you know, the winter, even though it felt like spring this weekend.
Yeah,
right?
No kidding.
We were on the Fox River Trail like all weekend. I can't tell you how many people I saw out there in shirts and just shorts and sandals. Big
That's
time.
Conrad. He's our big shorts and flip-flops guy.
Yes.
January.
Yes.
And this year he's justified. So where do you go around? So Christmas is your favorite holiday. Where do you like to celebrate that here in town?
You mean at like a restaurant
what? What's the most festive place?
Our family place is the River's Bend. We love
River's
it there.
Bend. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And you mentioned the Walnut Room.
That is one of my other favorite places, the Walnut Room.
I had to stay over there at the Northland during the snowpocalypse here a few weeks ago.
I remember that because I said I would give you a ride, but let's like not scare people with my driving as it is. And it's just right across the street.
Block and a half. You're probably wondering why my car was here overnight. But, like, what's going on here?
Right. Something to decorate.
Is there anywhere in Green Bay that you seem to be so tied in here, but is there anywhere in Green Bay that you haven't been yet that you want to check out?
I would like to venture more towards the Title Town District.
Okay.
Yeah. Honestly, I have not been to the Legacy Hotel yet. Our friend Tony O works there and has all his signature drinks and cocktails. We've been talking about heading over there to check that out. That just recently opened like a month ago.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a big fancy
place. I'm sure
place.
You'll get there soon.
Yeah, I'll get there.
Everything I ask Christy, she knows it. And she texts you back like within 30 seconds. So
yeah, he always says if there's something wrong, something's wrong with Christy if she doesn't text back within 30 seconds.
4 seconds. Call the EMTs.
Check
one get them over
three
there.
Phones.
I do appreciate you coming down. I know you have a long commute. Sometimes the elevator can be crowded at this hour. Yeah,
right. Those stairs get me every time.
So as you know, you're a big fan of Nightlight.
I am huge.
Okay. I did not pay you to say that. Thank you. What are you watching? Because that's what we do here. We talk about movies and TV. Do you have a favorite show you're watching right now or a movie?
Honestly, I'm watching Schitt's Creek.
Oh, okay.
I still am. Well, I rewatch. I love it that much.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I'm a little obsessed. That's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah. I watched like an episode or two of that and I have to go back to it because I thought it was really funny. It just got like sidetracked, you know?
Yeah.
Have you seen any of the Oscar films?
I have not.
None. That's a no. Okay.
No.
Conrad, take a memo. We need to
on it.
You thought I knew everything and everyone. Yeah. No.
You probably know films that are shot in Green Bay, but outside of that you're lacking.
Like The Godfather of Green Bay?
That was not filmed in Green Bay, actually.
I thought it was.
I know. We filmed it in the Marinette area.
Okay.
Because Green Bay, well, I didn't have the connect, as you know, you're the one with all the connections here. So I had a bunch of people I knew in Green Bay. We filmed it up there, and then we filmed some in L.A. and Vegas. But
sure.
The people in Northeast Wisconsin, like, when they get excited about something, forget it.
Right.
It's just, and that's why I knew we had to shoot that here, because I knew everybody would pitch in and have fun with it, and they did.
Right, exactly. There'd be lines and lines. Oh, my gosh, it's Pete Schwabba.
Yeah, right. My old neighbor. But there are films shot in Green Bay. Green Bay's got a nice little film community.
Oh, absolutely.
Here. Do you go to the movies a lot? Do you see
I do. We were invited to go to the Willy Wonka one on Saturday, but we didn't make it because we were out eating so much Chinese food. Little Tokyo on Saturday, just incredible. And the new Asian Fusion, it just opened on Washington Street. That took place of the China Palace. That was there for 32 years.
I tried to order from there when I got trapped here with the snow.
From the China Palace?
China Palace, and it was closed.
Yeah.
I know.
You got to check out Asian.
Craving Chinese food, too.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to love Asian fusion.
Okay.
I've seriously had like 6 orders of crab rangoons in the last like 3 days.
You just heard it here, folks. If you go there and you don't like your order, Christy will pay for it because she's worth $18 million, according to Ed the Diver.
According to Ed the Diver.
Conrad, what's your favorite kind of food?
My favorite? I would say crab rangoons are up there for me as well.
Oh,
they're so
like
good.
Ethnic, but you went right. You were very specific there. Is it Chinese food?
Well, like I really love sushi.
Yeah.
And I think crab rangoons pair with it, so.
And can you use chopsticks, Conrad?
I can, yeah.
I can't.
Oh, man. It's got to be a generational thing.
It's got to be a March 28th kind of thing if you can't do it either.
People born on March 28th can't use chopsticks. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Christy, thank you so much for your time tonight. This was fun. And
my pleasure.
Feel like I am ready to attack Valentine's Day.
I'm glad I could do my part.
You can catch Christy with Mino and the Mayor. You're on quite a bit there. And what's coming up? When are you on there next?
Every Friday, Dennis Peters, who's the lead singer of the Glam Band, him and I do our weekend calendar every Friday from 7:30 to 8 a.m. on Mino and the Mayor.
Can I tell you to put on that calendar, Dennis, on Nightlight? Can you add that to the calendar?
Absolutely. He would love to come on.
I would love to have him
on. And you have Eric coming on Thursday.
Eric Rathsack will be here on Thursday in studio. That's exciting.
We have a big bash coming up at Epic Event Center. We have the Glam Band and Ask Your Mother and the Decades playing at Epic.
That is awesome.
It's for Pete and my birthday.
Belated. It's the March 20th.
Right.
But that's okay. That works.
By one day.
It's just nice to be included. All right. Thanks so much, Christy. Coming up next, Rich LoCascio talks wrestling with me. Here on Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Pounding rain and strong winds caused flooding and damage in California. The state has been hit by two recent atmospheric rivers. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Uprooted trees causing at least three deaths and major damage, the result of ground now saturated from a series of atmospheric rivers. Residents are still coming to grips with a storm for the ages.
King Charles has cancer, no word on what type, and he has stopped public duties as he undergoes treatment. CBS chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
The palace is not telling us where the cancer is, what the tissue type is, or how it was found. We do know that it is not prostate cancer.
President Biden urges House Republicans to support the $118 billion bipartisan border security measure senators have unveiled.
The first bill I introduced was on the border. We don't have enough agents. We don't have enough folks. We don't have enough judges. We don't have enough folks there. We need help. Why won't they give me the help?
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Gray wolves will stay under federal endangered species protections. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it's going to focus on a national wolf strategy plan. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says that means the state's wolf management plan will stay the same. It bans wolf hunting until the population in Wisconsin is well over 1,000. February is Black History Month. Black leaders in Wisconsin say the fight for equality is as relevant as ever.
All these years later, in 2024, that we've got people who are trying to undermine efforts around diversity, equity, and inclusion to lift people up who've had challenges trying to live out that simple American dream.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson on Civic Media's Earl Ingram Show. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, some fog possible tonight, and lows in the low 30s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow and warmer, high mid 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy Wednesday, highs upper 40s. A pattern shift coming for the end of the week. Rain Thursday into Friday, followed by colder temps. Current temp is 30.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Hour number two here on a Monday night, broadcasting statewide in Wisconsin from our WGBW studios here in beautiful City Deck Landing in Green Bay. Tomorrow night on the show, we will have ghost stories, some good old-fashioned Wisconsin ghost stories. You will not want to miss that. It's going to be a lot of fun. I actually have one myself, and I want it to be either debunked or confirmed. So we will talk to a ghost story expert who you might have heard of tomorrow night, but I'm not going to tell you who it is until you tune in tomorrow night. So that'll be fun. Right now, it is my pleasure to welcome to the show our Civic Media resident wrestling expert, Rich LoCascio. Hey, Rich.
You're giving everybody all these I would not consider myself an expert. I know a lot of it. I've been a wrestling fan now for over 25 years. So it's great to be on the program. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, buddy. And compared to me, when it comes to wrestling, you are an expert. So I appreciate your time. So, okay. For those of us who admittedly don't know wrestling when it comes to the WWE, when I was a kid, I remember Dick the Bruiser and all these guys. I think the Crusher was another name when I was growing up.
AWA days, absolutely. Frankie the Thumper DeFalco.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about, first of all, give us a little bit of background on what wrestling and the connection to Wisconsin it has.
Well, wrestling in Wisconsin, as you talked about, AWA, back in the territory days, AWA was a huge thing back here. And then with the advent of, you know, the World Wrestling Federation, the 80s, you know, obviously events like WrestleMania, which this year is celebrating its 40th anniversary.
Wow.
It's really grown into not just a nationwide, but also a worldwide phenomenon. And there's interesting things, especially with the internet wrestling community. It's evolved over the years, but the way that it's storytelling through athleticism and storylines and just captivating television, it's really evolved over the years and it's become a worldwide experience.
So how did Wisconsin get this connection to wrestling? What started our state's connection to professional wrestling?
I mean, really wrestling, I mean, whether it be in Wisconsin or anywhere across the country, became a spectacle where you have these, you know, larger than life athletes, you know, competing against each other in feats of strength. And, you know, it really tied into the community as far as like challenges, like, you know, if you take down our big competitor here, you know, you may win a prize or, you know, just get bragging rights. And it just evolved from there. So you get people from other, you know, territories, other cities, other towns that want to, you know, show their worth and show their, you know, it's a test of manhood, so to speak. And, you know, that's really how it started. But, you know, you look at how it's really evolved in Wisconsin and all throughout the country, you know, with cable television, the WWE, the All Elite Wrestling, TNA Wrestling. I mean, it's really, it's really captivated audiences, not just of people my age, but also kids, young adults, young, you know, teenagers. So it's really just it's become something that people of different generations can really cling on to.
So you said about how people from one town will challenge the people from another town. You know, back then when that was happening, like now it's pageantry and it's theater and it's these incredible stunts. And I think people know it. They're not really like, these are not college NCAA wrestlers. When did that become a thing? Like when, like, I assume what you were saying before, those people actually wrestled, you know, when there were these challenges, like when did this start? When did it become more pageantry and theater, I guess is my question.
I would say that really started around the early 80s with events like the National Wrestling Alliance had their first ever Starrcade in 1983. You take a look at something like the first ever WrestleMania at Madison Square Garden in 1985. you would have not just wrestling, but pop culture icons like Cyndi Lauper. They had the Rock and Wrestling connection on MTV back in the 80s. Then you would take something like having Billy Martin, Muhammad Ali, Mr. T was in the first main event of WrestleMania back in 1985. So you have something like that. And then you take something like that and you build it. It brings, I guess, for lack of a better term, credibility to what the performers in the ring are doing. So you take it, household names nowadays like Hulk Hogan, you know, that competed in the first ever WrestleMania. Rowdy Roddy Piper was in the first ever WrestleMania. Andre the Giant. And then over the years, you have a different cast of characters, but it's telling more compelling, more creative stories with first-class athleticism.
Yeah, for sure. And the stunts are incredible. I mean, what they do, I have to be honest. When the MMA got popular, I thought, oh, well, these guys are really doing some of this crazy stuff. You know, they're really inflicting this kind of pain. And not to say that the WWE and those guys, like, they're incredible athletes. But yes. I thought the popularity of professional wrestling would diminish when MMA became such a thing. But if anything, wrestling is more popular now than it's ever been, right?
Absolutely. And it's ironic that you say that, because you take the UFC, for example.
Yeah.
UFC and the WWE are now under one umbrella with the TKO group. One company now. It's remarkable. And there's UFC, WWE, it's under the same parent company, but nothing has changed as far as the presentation. You know, UFC matches aren't predetermined, at least I don't think so.
Yeah, who knows?
But how the WWE does it every single year. Like take, for example, this April, WrestleMania is going to be taking place at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. There's going to be tens of thousands of people at this venue across two separate nights, probably over 100,000 total over the two nights of WrestleMania. There'll be pyrotechnics. There'll be pop culture icons. There'll be musicians. There'll be storylines. It'll be a spectacle that many people have not had the opportunity to go to, that may decide to go to, you know, if they have the money to shell out for the tickets, of course.
How much are tickets for something like that?
Thousands of dollars, I can tell you.
Even for like nosebleeds?
Probably under what Super Bowl tickets are nowadays, but I mean, still a lot of money.
Wow.
And all people are coming from all over the world to come to WrestleMania, or, you know, a big time event, like, for example, All Elite Wrestling or TNA Wrestling. But WrestleMania by far is the biggest on the calendar here in the United States. When you go over to Japan, it's Wrestle Kingdom at the Tokyo Dome January 4th every year. And they fill that arena, 60,000-70,000 people.
So, all right, we'll get to the big event soon. And I want to ask you about The Rock coming back and all that kind of stuff. But like, when they do these things, do they predetermine who? I mean, it is a contest, but how do they determine who's going to win what? And, you know, the rematches and all that kind of stuff. How does that work?
Well, it's a combination of short-term storytelling and long-term storytelling. And what I've seen over the last, let's call it quarter century, and I'm dating myself a little bit here, but what I've seen over the last quarter century in professional wrestling is long-term storytelling is more effective, but sometimes you're going to run into situations because of injuries, because of contract negotiations, things sometimes don't go the way that you want them to go, which I think would be a perfect segue into what's going on with The Rock and guys like Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. But to answer your question, like it's just remarkable how, you know, through different storylines and different career trajectories, there just comes an intersection and it makes sense. And to fans, WWE calls it the WWE universe, where you have fans, the WWE universe, that have been paying attention to people's careers inside the WWE, outside the WWE, and telling a story that surprises them in certain aspects of the long-term storytelling, the key matches. It just really captivates the audience.
My guest is Rich LoCascio, who is an employee here at Civic Media and used to host a wrestling podcast. You said you used to do that, Rich. What happened? How come you don't do it anymore?
It got to the point where I was the only one really carrying the load. So it's like, but I was still passionate about it. It's like, but, you know, when you're doing something like that, you want to do it with a group. You want to collaborate. You want to, you know, you want to feed off of other people's energy. That's the great thing about pro wrestling. If you have a wrestler in there, a sports entertainer, you're wanting to feed off of their energy. They're wanting to feed off the crowd's energy as well. So it's a symbiotic relationship. It's a reactive relationship. And I've had the good fortune over the years to meet many people within the wrestling community.
Yeah. So, all right, let's turn to, you've been so gracious with your time and just kind of enlightening me about a subject I'm not really familiar with. So I really appreciate that. Sure enough. And you taking the time out tonight. But I did do a little reading about what's going on in The Rock, and this was all over the news. Tell us about this match coming up between Roman Reigns and The Rock, and why was The Rock ostracized anyway?
It wasn't really much of an ostracization. It was more along the lines of, let me back up for a second if I could. So let's focus on the main person, Cody Rhodes. He's known as the American Nightmare. He is the son of the legendary American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, who passed away years ago. Cody left the WWE back nearly 10 years ago and went on the independent circuits, went to promotions all throughout the country and reinvented himself and essentially started with his friends a new wrestling company known as All Elite Wrestling. Did very, very well for about 3 or 4 years, but that yearning for really finalizing, establishing the Rhodes legacy, not to say that Dusty didn't make any meaningful contributions to the wrestling industry, by far he has, but Cody himself, like, Dusty Rhodes never held the WWE championship. So when you hear terms like finishing the story when it comes to Cody Rhodes, this is what he wants to do. He wants to earn the WWE championship, which is currently held by Roman Reigns, the tribal chief, somebody who's been holding this title for actually 3.5 years now to this point, which is remarkable.
He's kind of also wrestling royalty, right? He has a kind of a lineage, Roman Reigns, with professional
wrestling. The Anoa'i dynasty, yes, which includes The Rock, includes people like Rikishi, the Usos, Umaga, Solo Sikoa. So the Usos and Solo Sikoa and Roman Reigns, also the wise man, Paul Heyman, is part of a group called the Bloodline. As I mentioned, Roman Reigns has held the WWE Championship for 3.5 years and considers himself the head of the table, the tribal chief. He's on his, what he calls, the island of relevancy. So people have come and gone, and basically nobody has been able to take the undisputed WWE Universal Championship from Roman Reigns. Cody tried last year at WrestleMania 39 and through shenanigans, outside interference, basically lost the opportunity to finish the story.
Huh.
Now, fast forward to the Royal Rumble, which happened a little over a week ago. When you win the Royal Rumble, you earn the right to face the champion at WrestleMania. Well, what Cody has decided, and I'll use decided in quotes here, is to relinquish his opportunity to face Roman Reigns at WrestleMania and allow The Rock to become the head of the table. Now, the interesting thing is The Rock is now part of the board of directors at TKO Group. That just happened literally 2 weeks ago. So people believe that this is a power play by The Rock to insert himself in the main event at WrestleMania, and Cody can do something else and finish his story at another time.
All right. So when we come back, coming up next, we've got more Rock Talk with our resident expert compared to me, Rich LoCascio. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, you already know.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why not make this Valentine's Day wild while supporting the Milwaukee County Zoo at the same time? Send a loving message from one of your favorite animals to one of your favorite humans. Learn more at MilwaukeeZoo.org. The Zoo's Jennifer Deliberti also joined Matt Nair on air to reminisce as she gets ready to retire. Here's one thing Jane recalls.
You and I did a little behind the scenes at the zoo, and you drove me around in the golf cart. And one of the things I thought was so cool, the keepers and the animal trainers get to name new baby animals, and a lot of them will use family names.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I love that.
Deliberti has been with the zoo for 25 years. Congratulations.
For me, it's been the best job I've ever had. I love it.
Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt Flynn Direct.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Well, that ought to make our current guests feel right at home. We're talking professional wrestling and its connection to Wisconsin here with Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Rich, you were saying about The Rock and coming back because of Cody Rhodes sort of vacating that path and now letting The Rock in. But is that a conflict of interest that The Rock owns part of the company or what?
It's tough to say. From what I've seen, like people like Dave Meltzer from the Wrestling Observer Newsletter have said that the deal to become part of the board of directors included the deal with Rock being in the main event of WrestleMania. And that was apparently, allegedly, that deal culminated back on January 3rd, which begs the question, because obviously we're talking about sports entertainment. We're talking about athletic theater. Some people have called it a male soap opera. I tend to steer away from terms like that. But the fact of the matter is, if that is indeed true, why was Cody allowed to win the Royal Rumble and then not finish the story at WrestleMania? That just doesn't make any sense to me. Something doesn't add up, which may culminate in weeks worth of storytelling leading up to WrestleMania coming up at the beginning of April.
Will they have to craft a narrative for that to sort of make it plausible or okay with fans?
They can. In years past, they've had something similar happen about 10 years ago. His real name is Brian Danielson. He's part of All Elite Wrestling now, but in the WWE, he was known as Daniel Bryan. Very, very popular character, very popular wrestler, very technically sound wrestler. And he had, you know, the fans were clamoring for him to win the Royal Rumble back in 2014. And the powers that be never allowed that to happen. Basically said, okay, you have this Hollywood movie star named Batista. You have an established champion in Randy Orton. They'll face each other at WrestleMania. What ended up happening is that they inserted Daniel Bryan into the main event at WrestleMania. And I would encourage people to go back and look at that WrestleMania 30 to see how it kind of culminated then. I'm not saying that history is going to repeat itself now, especially since there's more flexibility with WrestleMania being two nights now versus one night back 10 years ago. So you could have a scenario where hypothetically Cody Rhodes faces Roman Reigns at WrestleMania night one and Roman loses the title. Then night two, Roman Reigns faces The Rock to see who is the head of the table. And maybe Rock beats Roman in night two. I would be perfectly fine with that, but I know there's a lot of people right now that feel that because of the potential power play happening within the TKO group, which involves WWE, that The Rock is just inserting himself into the situation. And as a Rock fan for over 25 years, I'm torn. I love seeing The Rock, but I want Cody Rhodes to finish his story.
Wow, man, you are into this. That is so cool. Your yes. passion totally comes through. And I'm with you. I'm not necessarily a huge fan of The Rock's movies. So I think they're like hit or miss. And the kids' movies he does are great. But David Bautista, now that guy, he's got chops. Like, and I think yeah. part of it is they don't make him the main guy. He's just always a kind of a comic relief, you know, as part of an ensemble.
Yeah, absolutely.
You worked for him?
No. I'm saying that.
Oh, that worked for him. Yeah,
like,
gotcha.
Like the Guardians of the Galaxy, for example, is Drax the Destroyer. Fantastic.
Very funny. Absolutely. So you wanted to talk about something personal to you or give a shout out. You're welcome to do that. I appreciate your time tonight, Rich.
Thank you, P. I appreciate you as well. So local wrestling here in southeastern Wisconsin is fantastic. And I want to give a shout out to a couple of promotions right now. Legacy Pro Wrestling. Their next event is happening on Friday, March 1st at the Buena Vista in West Allis, March into Madness. Tickets are already on sale for that. And then also, I mentioned Frankie the Thumper DeFalco. He runs a promotion in Waukesha known as Brew City Wrestling. I've actually gotten the opportunity to ring announce for both of those promotions in the past. Their next event is coming up on Friday, February 17th. At the Waukesha Elks Lodge. Tickets are on sale at Happy Eight Collectibles. And they're also, I just talked to Frankie this afternoon. They're going to be featured at the Midwest Gaming Classic at the Baird Center later on this year.
Very cool.
Actually, I should play in April. Excuse me. That's WrestleMania weekend. They're going to be featured at the Baird Center for the Midwest Gaming Classic.
Very nice. Well, I hope those events go well. It sounds like good, some cool things happening in the community regarding wrestling in Southeast Wisconsin. I understand you were a ring announcer. Talk a little bit about that, if you would. How fun was that?
It's nice to be connected with people that are in the business. One of my good friends, Scott Wisniewski, he's part of the Wisconsin Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame. I used to work with him in an office in Southern Milwaukee. And he and a friend of mine, Lane Boyle, at one time we were sitting around the office after hours on a Thursday night. They were trying to find somebody to fill in as a ring announcer for a charity event in West Bend. And Lane basically came out and said, why doesn't Rich do it? Like, wait, what? Like, I've never done this before. Like, what are you talking about? No, we think you can do it. So to make a long story short, I ended up doing a charity event. I was nervous because I'm introducing two former WWE superstars to the ring during that event. I had done guest spots for, as I mentioned, Brew City Wrestling, Legacy Pro Wrestling. So being involved in those promotions and seeing the talent here in southeastern Wisconsin getting an opportunity to shine and to fulfill their dream as they want to become part of a WWE roster, AEW, TNA, yeah. MLW, the list goes on and on.
That's so cool. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? Would you mind humoring me? And you could call me like the punching bag or the patsy or something, the fall guy, the totally the willing to Pete, totally willing to take a dive, Schwabba.
Introducing first from Green Bay, Wisconsin, the punching bag, Pete Schwabba.
If I was actually in the ring right now, I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Is why I don't wrestle. I just ring announce.
So hey, yeah, that's a lot safer. That's a lot safer. Thanks so much for your time tonight, Rich. Continued success and join us again sometime.
Will do. Thank you so much, Pete. Appreciate
it. You got it. Anytime. That's Rich LoCascio, our Civic Media resident wrestling expert compared to me. It was great to talk to him tonight. I'd like to thank all my guests, Ben Fritz, Christy Barlament, and our Valentine's Talk. Thank you once again for all your texts. And tomorrow night, Ghost Stories. Thanks again to Rich LoCascio. I'm Pete Schwabba. Thanks for listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.